USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Ukrainian President Zelensky thinks the world should be prepared for the possibility that Russian President Putin could order a tactical nuclear strike against Ukraine. This as CIA Director William Burns was addressing a crowd at Georgia Tech on Thursday. Burns talking about Russia's invasion of Ukraine, and he calls out China's silence on the invasion.
A silent partner in Putin's aggression, Xi Jinping's China is our greatest challenge. In many ways, the most profound test that CIA has ever faced.
Confrontations between Israeli police and Palestinians have resulted in 6 deaths this week in the West Bank. The Israeli army saying it will deploy more forces to the West Bank to step up against suspected terrorists. Israel saying they plan to bar Palestinians from entering the area this weekend. USA Radio News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur. I started my first business in the basement of a factory over 30 years ago. We had no heat and no air conditioning. Instead of customers, our office visitors were rats, birds, flies, and snakes. Our office flooded often, and we used blankets as our office walls. We were broke and needed customers. Years later, I formed my 5th successful business, Patriot Software, which has attracted tens of thousands of customers with our easy accounting and payroll software used by accountants and non-accountants alike. Go to PatriotSoftware.com, use promo code RADIO, and get 2 months of accounting and payroll software free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
A new coronavirus test is getting the thumbs up from the FDA.
The Food and Drug Administration has granted emergency use authorization to the first COVID-19 test that looks for the virus in your breath. The Inspector COVID-19 breathalyzer, about the size of carry-on luggage, is very portable, and it can give results in less than 3 minutes.
Lance Pry reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau. The Boston Athletic Association held a press conference on Thursday with law enforcement officials to discuss a plan to secure the Boston Marathon this coming Monday. The FBI special agent in charge of the Boston division, Joe Bavana Valenta, describes the status of potential threats against the event.
At this point in time, neither the FBI or any other United States government agency is aware of any specific or credible threats targeting this year's race that can change in a heartbeat.
USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke.
Fort Laramie.
Have gun. Will travel.
Frontier gentlemen.
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
The CDC says they're rolling back Title 42 authority at the end of May. Title 42 allows the United States to swiftly deport illegal immigrants arriving from countries where diseases like COVID are spreading. Texas AG Ken Paxton accuses the Biden administration of deliberately encouraging illegal immigration.
We're not going to be able to handle this, and the Biden administration knows that. They know what they're going to get. They expect it. They're planning for it. I guess this is the result they want. This encourages even more people to come across the border, which I think is ultimately the goal here. Whatever these people's background, they don't care. They just want people in the country.
A high-profile defamation trial is continuing just outside of Washington, D.C.
A former marriage counselor for Johnny Depp and Amber Heard said the actors engaged in mutual abuse in a taped deposition that was played in a Fairfax, Virginia courtroom as part of a defamation trial. Dr. Laurel Anderson was the couple's counselor in 2015. Johnny Depp is seeking $50 million from Heard in the defamation trial, a response to her 2018 op-ed in the Washington Post, in which she said she was a victim of domestic violence. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Wall Street is quiet today. The New York Stock Exchange is closed for Good Friday. The Dow, S&P 500, and NASDAQ all fell Thursday, wrapping up a losing week. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.